his city bounced from one country's control to another during World War II. No matter who was in charge, this young Jewish man feared for his life. You'll be able to find the full interview with this Holocaust survivor as part of the Scenic Route online at AmericanCountryside.com. Today's feature after this.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
Serge Kreisberger was born in Cinote, Romania in 1928. His father ran a small textile factory. In 1939, Poland was invaded, national boundaries were erased, and the Kreisberger's home in Romania became a part of Russia.
Dictators are dictators, and Stalin didn't go specifically to the point of saying, I will eliminate Jews or gypsies.
The Russians quickly took possession. Soon, a colonel in the Russian secret police occupied the apartment across the hall. They became friends with their new neighbor, a fact that would soon become very important.
An edict came out that everybody has to go to a police station to get a passport. We didn't know what that meant. Just before we were scheduled, he came to our house and said, don't go when you're supposed to go. Don't do anything. I will tell you when you're going to come down. You bring all the papers from all your close family and see me.
The Kreisbergers did not know there was a difference in the passports being given them. They soon learned their family had been given special documentation.
In the middle of the night, a whole street would be locked up by police and soldiers. They were going to a building and know exactly what apartment to go for, and they would give people exactly 10 minutes to take a suitcase, and they brought you down, they put you in a truck, and you were gone.
About 10,000 Jews were deported. People who it was felt could cause problems for the Stalin-led government. The Russian colonel had given the Kreisberger family papers that kept them from being sent to a work camp. We'll have more of the story of the Kreisberger family and their survival next time as we travel the countryside. In Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.